Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk
on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Garth Hudson, the last surviving member of the influential rock band The Band, has passed away at the age of 87 in a nursing home in Woodstock, New York. Hudson, remembered as the musical genius and the glue that made The Band, played keyboards for the group, which formed in 1957 as The Hawks, and famously collaborated with Bob Dylan.
Wow. Yeah, they played background on a lot of his albums, right?
The Last Waltz was their farewell, and Dylan was on there. They basically were his backing band for the 60s.
Wow. That's sad. And then, how old was he? 87?
87.
Wow.
And he was the last one.
Yeah.
There are five of them, and Robbie Robertson was the lead guy, but he passed away a couple years ago.
2023. That's when Robertson died.
Two years ago.
Speaking of Bob Dylan, memorabilia of his fetched $1.5 million at a Nashville auction featuring 60 rare items once owned by the legendary musician. Highlights included an early draft of Mr. Tambourine Man, which sold for $508,000, an oil painting of I. Dylan for $260,000, and a custom 1983 Fender Telecaster, which sold for $222,000.
Wow. Did he get any of that money?
No, this was actually some guy had started collecting all this memorabilia and actually just turned around and sold it.
Oh, good for
him. That stuff actually sounds cool. Not that I would ever pay that much money for it, but think about Taylor Swift and how obsessed with her some of these people are. If Taylor Swift chewed a piece of gum and then spit it out of her mouth, I bet you some of her fans would be willing to pay $200,000+ for that ABC gum.
Some Chiefs fans would be willing to pay $200,000 for that, I think.
It depends on what happens this weekend.
That's true. Very true.
There's a rumor that Bob Dylan is going to be on Saturday Night Live this weekend because Timothy Chalamet is the host and musical guest.
Okay.
Because he just played Dylan in that movie, which I love that
Interesting.
Movie.
All right. Well, I don't watch it anyway. I'll see the highlights, I guess.
The Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025 includes Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, and Billy Wagner. Each earned over 75% of votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Ichiro, in his first year of eligibility, narrowly missed the unanimous election by one vote. One stupid, stupid writer.
The first time he missed.
No, this is the first time he's been on the ballot.
He would have been a unanimous
vote.
One dude.
Wow.
Said he wasn't worthy.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
That's amazing.
So Chris Kerber was tweeting out earlier. He said, that guy should have the stones to admit who he was and why he didn't vote for
Ichiro. Thank you. Yeah.
But it's an anonymous vote by the baseball writers.
Some of the bigger guys really, they'll put their votes up on Twitter and stuff just to, hey, it wasn't me. we're going to stick with sports for a second. This is going to be kind of a long story, but not really. Topps put out an autograph of Paul Skeens, who is the rookie pitcher from Pittsburgh. They put out a one-of-one card. It's a patch card. Everybody in the card community was going nuts for this card. Well, an 11-year-old in Los Angeles found it. So congratulations to this kid. It's just a baseball card.
Signed.
Signed.
And everybody was buying up the cards trying to find it. It's like Willy Wonka.
Correct.
It's like a Willy Wonka story.
One of the reasons everybody was going for it, because the Pirates offered, if you found this card, the Pirates, in exchange for the card, were going to give you two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
A meet and greet with Paul Skeens, two Skeens autographed jerseys, a softball game for the next 30 years at PNC Park with coaching from Pirate alums, the private tour of Pirate City and Lemco Park in Florida. On top of that, Livy Doon, who is Skeens' girlfriend and the gymnast from LSU that everybody knows, says if you found the card, you would get to sit with her at future Pirate games.
But the kid lives in L.A.?
The kid lives in L.A.
So he's not going to have any interest in any of that.
Well, he could sell it, right?
Yes, they said
for
it's
a lot
valued,
of money.
They value it at $1 to $1.5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a great stadium, too.
This is like Willy Wonka.
So that kid just made bank.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for him. I would not have thought that that would have been that valuable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
It's a beautiful stadium. She's right. Yeah. It's a beautiful stadium. Yeah. I've been there.
The Razzies were announced, the Golden Raspberry Awards, for their 2024 nominees ahead of the Oscars, spotlighting what they consider the year's worst films. Joker 2 leads with 7 nominations, including Worst Picture, Director, Screenplay, Worst Actor and Actress. Other top contenders include Madam Web, Megalopolis, Borderlands, and Reagan, each with 6 nods.
Wow. The Razzies. Huh? I talked about that the other day, didn't I?
I've never even heard of the Razzies.
They're the worst movies of the year.
I hear that now.
Yeah, the Raspberries Awards.
And Mark said he liked Reagan, but...
It brought back a lot of good memories, but it wasn't the best acting you've ever seen.
So you're saying they don't put it on their resume that they were nominated for worst actor?
I just want to mention that.
Halle Berry showed up and picked up her award.
A couple of people have done that.
Yeah.
Tom Green.
Is it a legitimate statue? What is it a statue of?
It's a raspberry.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it really is.
The
golden raspberry.
Get more at 971talk.com.